welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Friday, April 26, 2024. Today we're talking about preventing cancellations. It's kind of an important deal in insurance, isn't it? Cancellations make you no money. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. If you've never loved a premium financing company before, you need to get to know Capital. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on Services for Your Agency, click on Premium Financing. All right, welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling, here today with Ben Crowley, Capital Premium Finance. We appreciate having you on, Ben. Today we're going to talk about, automating the payment and preventing cancellations, the two things that can become a humongous time suck for your agency when it comes to the stuff that you've got premium financed out there. We had an agency before. It was a retail agency. We sold it in 2020. A lot of people know the story. But we, for the first few years, as we grew, the cancellations, the phone calls that we made to prevent cancellations, all that stuff was just a nightmare for us. And we ended up automating some stuff after a while. But we kind of set a precedent to where we called on the cancellations, which I understand agencies really should not do that. If you're doing it, figure out a way to unwind that, because it becomes an E&O exposure once you stop. And as you grow, it will become less and less sustainable. But there are other ways now. There are other technological advances that weren't there, 10, 15 years ago. And that's what we're here to talk about today. And specifically, I'm assuming we're going to talk about what's inside Capital Premium Finance's system, because if you're not using Capital, you should try them out. I said last week on the podcast, the only premium finance company you're ever going to love. And I mean it, because, we just got done earlier in the week interviewing David Gabrielson, the founder and owner of Capital Premium Finance. They're the fourth largest premium finance company in the country, and they're still owned by the same family that started this whole thing in the beginning, which is kind of strange and unusual in today's world. So, Ben, thank you for joining me. Walk me through this thing. How do we go about, what's the easiest way to prevent cancellations and get these, automated payments rolling?
Sure. Yeah. Cancellations, many times we'll go to conventions and we'll ask people, hey, who loves cancellations? Right. And everybody just is, awkward silence. Right. It's a big problem, especially when you're premium financing, because you're having to babysit that policy through the 12-month period, right, while they're making payments. We take that very seriously. At Capital, we take a lot of pride in customer service and providing experience unlike any other. The way that we do that is the way that the law requires a premium finance company to manage a policy that is being financed the insured is not paying for is, after, 10 days after the payment due date, really usually 5 days after the payment due date, the company is issuing a notice of intent to cancel, which is typically just mailed, right? They'll send something in the mail, and then 10 days later, they cancel the policy. So 15 days after the payment due date, the finance company is issuing a cancellation. At Capital, we actually offer a 10-day grace period, and then we issue that notice of intent to cancel. But in addition to that, we'll call the insured 10, 5, and then 3 days prior to cancellation ourselves, right? Doing that prevents about 97, 98% of non-payment cancellations company-wide for us. So, the reason why agencies like working with us is because they're like, listen, I don't want to have to babysit my clients. And if I work with Capital, they'll babysit them for me.
You guys are right? Babysitters, more than just a premium finance company.
That's right.
We babysit.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We gotta get into several different markets here. if we fail, we make those three calls, we'll send a notice to the agency saying, hey, listen, we failed. We tried. We did everything we could to get the payment. Please help. Right. And then at that point, we tell agencies, yeah, listen, you probably shouldn't worry about it until you get that 3-day notice of intent to cancel from us. But agencies just don't get that very often, because we're preventing all those cancellations. We're collecting payment, keeping the policy active. So you're not having to fork back all your unearned commission. Right. That's no fun for anybody.
Yeah.
So that's the first piece. Right.
Sure.
Preventing cancellation. The second piece that's really a big headache for agencies is, you know, beginning that process of, you know, having, you know, collecting payment from the insured, you know, getting a check from them made out to your agency, taking it to the bank, cashing it, you know, peeling out your commission, then writing a new check to the markets, you know, just a huge ordeal.
Yeah.
Right. And now, I mean, and listen, no hard feelings towards the boomers that may be listening to your podcast that like that process, right?
They like it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a necessary evil that existed in our business. I didn't know that anybody liked that. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
You know, some people like that the
control
feel
aspect of it.
Money, you know, flowing through, and they have complete control over every step in the process, and that's fine. But millennials like me, I want it all taken care of and automated. And I don't want to have to be doing more, right? Because I have valuable time. I want to be with my kids. I want to be with my wife. I want to be, you know, spending my time marketing, getting more clients, you know, growing my business. And most agency owners are that way. Yes. We have solved that problem, kind of that pain, by providing a new software we call Easy to Pay, where the agency can automate that whole process. You know, all they need to do is send a link to the insured, and the insured can choose whether they want to pay in full or if they want to finance, and it'll automate the collection of the down payment, the issuing of the commission to the agency, and the financing of the rest of the premium to the markets. Yep. Right. So all your agent needs to do, they enter in that information into the system, they send their insured a link, it's taken care of.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the crazy thing is, so we have people sometimes occasionally reach out to us for sponsorships on the podcast. One of the companies that did, I'm not going to say the name, but I can't even remember the name at the moment, but they are a commission clearing warehouse, right? Basically, they either integrate or don't integrate. You put in what the total down payment is. You put what the commission is. They split a check to the MGA, and they split a check. And in the first year, I want to say they charge like a few hundred bucks, but then after that, it goes like as a percentage of whatever the sales is and stuff like that. And I told him, I was like, well, you know, that this sounds like you're kind of competing with one of our sponsors. So I can't really offer you a spot on the show. And they were like, well, I'm not aware of any other company in the country that does this. So who is the competing person? And I never wrote him back. Because I didn't, you know what I mean? At that point in time, like, I know it was kind of something, I don't know if you guys were piloting it then or if it was launched, and maybe and I didn't know. Right. So I didn't want to, you know, overstep, but the fact that you guys do that as an added bonus for free for agencies, instead of them having to go to another place and pay for that service, because I would have paid for the service like 100%. If you guys were like, yeah, we charge you $200 a month though, I'd have been like, sign me up. Because at the last agency I owned, we had a in-house bookkeeper that was working 50 to 60 hours a week when we sold the place, doing what you're talking about right now. And I mean, it was just a humongously intense, laborious process that required a ton of human power and a ton of, you know, accounting, data transfer, all this kind of stuff. And it just, we don't do any of that anymore. So, you know, it's so cool that the technology has advanced. I mean, an agent's coming into the game now aren't even going to realize what they have that you guys are offering for free that, you know, historically had to have been done in-house. The other thing that we wanted to touch on was automating the payment. I don't know if it was like I was young and I was inexperienced and I got into bad habits or what, but what I've noticed this time around, because we're, you know, retooling a new agency, it's been everybody that I've asked, do you just want this payment to come out automatically on, you know, today's date, next month, and every month thereafter until the loan's paid in full? Everybody that I've asked have been like, yeah. And it just blows my mind, right? Because I don't think that, and again, maybe it was a mental block that I had, I don't think the last group of customers that I insured would have really been big fans of automatic payments, because they had, you know, cash flow and they were probably a little bit smaller and stuff like that. So, you know, looking at that, what percentage of your accounts is 100% with us? What percentage of your accounts are on automatic payments that you don't even really usually have any kind of an issue like this in the first place?
It's a good question. It's actually surprising. I would say it's less than 30% going automatic payment. many just like those invoices coming in, or maybe it's a matter that they just don't set it up because they forget or
Right.
something. I'm not sure why. Me, I'm just like you. I want it taken out automatically. I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to get those
Yeah.
invoices.
Right.
So that's what we've seen so far. We've also seen credit cards, being used a lot more. People putting their payments on credit.
Do you guys do
With
automatic withdrawal from a credit card?
we do, yep, we
Oh,
do
that's an
automatic
option.
withdrawal from credit
That's
cards,
awesome.
ACH. But the nice thing about that
Your
easy to pay
competitors
software.
don't, just so you know.
Oh, really?
They
Yeah,
don't.
that's. I mean, we've seen that with some of our competitors. Some of them do. And here's the thing, we're not saying that capital is the best, fit for everybody. I won't go
I'll
around
say
saying
that. I'm just kidding.
that. And I appreciate that. But I will say that, any finance company that's worth its stuff, is providing a solution like that. So we're not the only ones, right? The ones you have to be really careful of are, ones where they're masquerading around as a finance company, but they're not. They're just a software company, a payments company, which is fine. That again, that fits well for others. But if you're, if you want that service feel, that kind of that less of a self-checkout model and more of like a Nordstrom's type model where you're being, doted on and you have a relationship with somebody, that's more our speed. But some people like that self-checkout model, and their books don't really require much servicing. So it just really depends on what you need. But definitely, the problem that needs to be solved, you don't want to be having to do all that accounting. You don't want to be hiring extra people to have to do that. If there's a software available for you to take advantage of and negate the need to expend that much, capital, on services and operations internally, you shouldn't have to. You should use the software. So that's what we offer. Other finance companies offer it as well. Definitely would encourage that.
Yeah, well, and I think, going back, like that's what I talked to David about a few episodes back earlier this week is, the fact that you guys are the fourth largest in the country, right? I had no idea you guys have like 170 employees or whatever it is, because when I call, I talk to three people, and I mean, maybe there's a support person here or there that somebody sends me to be like, hey, this person handles this call, but I mean, like my whole world is like three people at Capital Premium Finance, and I just, that's crazy to me that you have a company that big where I have like one of three contacts. And really, I probably only need one, right? Like one contact is just we've developed through the podcast and other things like that. A couple extra relationships that have, been cool. It's having, and we are a self-checkout mode for the most part. We just log in and kind of do our thing. And then, every once in a while we have something we're like, hey, what about this? Or, hey, I keep screwing this up. Can you guys, and you guys have done the fixes, like tech fixes in my login specifically to circumvent problems that probably my agency is creating. We appreciate that. The cool thing is, with that much size behind you comes the ability to craft these custom solutions and the you're not outsourcing stuff. You have the people that do it internally, and you're like, "Hey, can you solve this for this client?" And so that's a pretty special mixture, I think. You guys have a niche, and yeah, you got the big companies that seem to kind of move at the speed of smell. That can't really, grind stuff out and get stuff done. And then you've got the smaller companies, which my understanding, and we're at the tail end of our time here, so we'll have to wrap up. But my understanding is that there's been a whole bunch of premium finance companies pop up over the last few years, and that several of them have folded. And there's been some situations where kind of agents have been like, "What's going on? What do I do?" I haven't heard of any of those stories directly. I've just heard of them from other people in the industry. Is that something you guys are seeing too? People calling
Yeah,
in?
absolutely. And the reason why is because, many companies, they try to compete based on rate, on cost, on price, right? And they don't try to add more value. For us, right, we're not trying to be the most expensive. We're definitely not trying to be the cheapest, right? We're trying to provide additional value where clients aren't just saying, okay, I'm just going to use whatever finance company, first comes up on my Google search feed. Right. It's no, I have a relationship with Capital. They take care of me. I mean, they take me and my family on vacations. We go to dinner on the weekends. Like we have a relationship, right? Just like you say, maybe you only need to talk to one of us. The reason why you're talking to three of us is because, we want We want to provide, essentially overachieve in terms of relationship management. We like building happy marriages in terms of business, not one night stands.
Right.
So if we can achieve that, that's good. And that's why finance companies go out of business. It just becomes a race to the bottom. Revenue becomes so non-existent that they have to fold. So that's never been a problem for us. In terms of profitability, Capital is the most profitable premium finance company in the industry. Because we're not competing on price.
Yeah.
We're competing on value.
Well, if I had done business with Capital, my last agency, when the year we sold, I kind of ran through in my head and looked at some numbers. We would have had about $65,000 in cost savings with the technology that has replaced, human tasks, that we could have had that person, not that we necessarily, we just wouldn't have spent the money on that, right? Maybe like marketing or something else. And then on top of that, the overrides that we did not have access to, I'm very confident probably cost that agency $150,000 a year. And so, the total that we would have seen come back to our P&L probably would have been somewhere between $200,000 and $210,000 if we had been doing business with Capital Premium Finance. So if you're not doing business with Capital or you haven't checked them out, go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on premium financing. We talk about it every week and I, make these, cute little comparisons and stuff like that. And it's fun to do that. But I can't stress enough what the difference is with the capital difference. You guys talk about that, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of your sayings?
We call it the capital advantage.
Capital advantage. Yeah. And that is so the truth because, it's just, like I said, I can't really emphasize enough how it's like doing business with a finance company that employs two or three people, but that's obviously not the case. It's got, just this massive warehouse of solutions for your agency. So Ben, thank you. Moral of the story, if you're spending too much time on cancellations, you can go to Capital. But even if you're doing business somewhere else, I didn't know that 100% of my clients would say yes to automatic payments, which is a huge step in eliminating the headaches of pending cancellations and all that stuff just because they forget to check the mail. My E&O is premium financed, not through Capital, which I think we just went through carrier financing, but when we renew, it's for sure coming to Capital because I like airline miles and I want to pay every month on my card. So mine is not an automatic withdrawal. It's one of the only bills that I have that's not an automatic withdrawal because they don't do it from a credit card. That's important for me. And that's the kind of stuff you guys do is you develop solutions that are important to the people and that they can utilize. So we appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right.